Okay, the Rishos says something that you say when they call up the Chasam Torah and the Chasam Bereishis. And it's a magnificent piece. Now, every shul does it differently. In some shuls, they don't make a big deal about it. The Gabbai, he mumbles it. He mumbles it off, and many people don't even know that it's being said. And in some places, when they recite the Rishus, it's magnificent. It's an absolutely magnificent event. Everyone sits down, and the Gabbai, and sometimes they even call up a special Baal Tfil, a person who has a special, koyach, to say it. And, to understand what he's saying. And basically, it's lavish blessings. The reason why a person wants to be zeichet to be the chasen Torah, the chasen Bereishis, is really not so much for the aliyah. So knew he got an aliyah, knew he got the last aliyah, the first aliyah. That's not the main issue. The main issue is that he should merit that the tzibur should wish upon him the blessings that are mentioned in this piyut. And it's absolutely magnificent. And that was many, many years ago in Chaim Berlin. So the person, they have a gabbai, and everyone has a role. It was a very big yeshiva then. I'm sure it's very big now as well. I'm not so much involved. I'm not really there all that much. But then I was much more very aware of what was going on. And when it came to Simchas Torah and they had the Chasam Torah Chasam Bereishis, none other than the Baal Musaf, of the Yamim Noiraim. He was brought to the Bima, and he, in a very melodious melody and very well articulated and expressed, he recited the Rishus. He recited the Rishus with outstanding beauty. In fact, the Baal Tfil of Chaim Berlin, this Baal Muslim, in fact, he recently made a recording. A professional recording of the entire Nusach HaTzfila, Kol Nidrei, and Musaf, everything, Nilash, Rosh Hashanah, from beginning to end. It was a very big project. It was a very big project because a lot of the people in the yeshiva now, because of COVID, there are many minyanim. The minyanim were broken up, and there are alama minyanim, v'chulu. So there was a need for, people wanted, people who davened many years in the yeshiva, they wanted to follow on the tradition, what they're used to. It's all a matter of what you're used to. They wanted to hear what they're used to practice. So putting all humility aside, I was partially involved in this. And when I spoke to him, I made a few demands in my humble way. A little gaiva, I asked, to do this, and I also, please make for us a recording of the Rishus of the Chasam Torah and the Chasam Bereishis, and also the laning. This Baal Musaf, he has a very unique way of laning. He's a master. He has unusual talent. And he lanes the nusach, the way he lanes on the Yamim Noiraim is very, very special. So we really pressed him not only to make a recording of the nusach of the Yamim Noiraim, but to make a recording of the Rishus for Simchas Torah. See, that's how important it was to us. And unfortunately, he did not yet do it. He did everything else. He did the entire nusach of Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur from beginning to end without missing one note. Every single thing is there, but he did not yet get around to making the nusach for the Rishus. And Amir Hashem will do it soon. But even today, I just want to go over the little time that we have. I want to just go over with you. Read with you very quickly. I do not have in front of me an English translation. I couldn't find here. I'm in shul here, and it's pouring rain. I can't find an art scroll edition of the Rishus, so I don't know the translation of all the words. I just want to read with you very quickly, go through the Rishus, and to appreciate the beauty of this piyut. Okay, so the first thing is it says Merishus. Okay, what we're doing now here is we are calling up the Chasan Torah, the person who will read, who will get the aliyah of the last portion of the Torah, the last section of the Torah, Le'enei kol Yisrael chazak chazak v'nis chazek, that last section. And instead of just saying Ya'amoid ploni ben ploni, we have an entire page here. An entire page of Ya'amod. Okay, it's a very long elaboration. So here we go, Mirushos. So the first thing we do is we ask permission, Derech Eretz. Derech Eretz Kodmo L'Torah. We ask permission from Hashem, let's say Mirushos, with permission, with the permission. It's like what we say in Davik every single day, V'chula mekamalim ol ma'ochus shemayim v'noisnim Rishos ze lo ze lahakdish liyitzram v'nachas ruach. When the Malachim, they say Kedusha, every day they ask permission from one another. So here we start Mirushos, Miroimom al kol bracha v'shira, with the permission of the one who is elevated upon all blessing and song, referring to Hashem. We ask permission from Hashem. Noira al kol tehila v'zimra, the one who is awesome upon all praise and song. Chacham leiv, Hashem has a wise heart. The amitz koyach ugvur, Hashem has mighty, amitz means mighty strength and power. Umayshel oilom, who rules over the world. Adon kol yitzir, the master of creation. Period. Okay, so the first thing we have done is we have asked permission from Hashem, with the permission of Hashem. And the way we describe Hashem is with all of these beautiful expressions. He is elevated above and beyond blessing and song, praise, and another word for song. He is wise, powerful. He is a ruler, a master. Period. Next, Umerishus kivuda bas melech penima atzura. Now, what does this mean? This means the Torah. The Torah, we ask permission from the Torah HaKedosha. We are giving the Torah, we're speaking about the Torah as if the Torah is a living organism. With permission of that which is kivuda, that is honored, bas melech penima, atzura. Atzura means put away in hiding. It is private. Every expression over here is an expression of privacy. We say about a woman is called kavuda bas melech penima. The honor of a queen is privacy, modesty, privacy. That's the derech of Kali Yisrael, the noshim. The praise of noshim, noshim tzidkonios, is their nida, their attribute of privacy, not to be front and center, to grab the attention of everyone. The nida of Noshim Tzidkonios is pasuk called Kavuda Bas Melech. The honor of the daughter of a king is penima, and here we're using that expression in reference to the Torah. The Torah, its honor is privacy. It's something which is sacred, and something that is sacred does not belong in the street. It's not something which is for everyone. It has the dignity of the Torah HaKadosha demands that it be treated with dignity that demands a degree of privacy and concealment. So with the permission of the Torah, which is called the Kavuda Bas Melech Penima, the honor of a queen is to be hidden. Atsura, okay, this is just another, this is a poetic expression which is just elaborating. Atsur means to be otsur, to be hidden. Reishis coming, that's fine. Reishis kinyonai alpaim atsura. Torah was, Hashem created the Torah. This is the Medrash. The Medrash is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the Torah 2,000 years before the creation of the world. So Reishis Kinyanai, we say this every day in Davening. So Reishis Chochmah Yiras Hashem. Oh, Reishis Chochmah. I'm thinking about another pasuk. It's called Reishis Kinyanai. It is the first acquisition of Hashem. Hashem created the Torah 2,000 years before He created the world. Reishis Kinyanai, Alpayim, for 2,000 years at Surah, it was hidden away. It was hidden in Shemayim before Hashem created the world. So all of those people who like to engage in a discussion of the creation of the world, how was the world created, and talk about the Big Bang, and talk about if we can reconcile different ideas that are expressed by scientists with the Torah, whatever, there are many different approaches to understand the creation. You cannot forget that before creation, you have to take into consideration, whenever you deal with this, with the creation of this world and how it came about, you have to understand that the Chazal, the Pasuk, tells us that 2,000 years before the creation of this world was the acquisition. And I'm not sure, I don't know what that means exactly, because it does not say anywhere that the Torah was created. It says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he acquired the Torah. And these are all very, very mystical concepts, which we're not even allowed to deal with. We're not even allowed to delve into these things. But when you ever deal with creation of the world, you cannot forget that it was a 2,000 year period of time where it was between Hashem's acquisition, the reishis kinyanai of the Torah, and the creation of this world. What does it mean, a year? Before the world was created, there was no such thing as time. So how do you define 2,000 years? These are all obviously very mystical things. So reishis kinyanai alpai matzu, bora simima meshivas nefesh umachazira. Now this means it was a creation of tnimus, of purity, which restores the soul. Umachazira. Okay, these are two words which mean the same thing: the word meshivas nefesh and umachazira. So it's a Torah. He's calling Torah a creation. Even though normally bara is spelled with an aleph. So I'm not sure here what it means over here. Baros anymore, Meshivas. Isn't Baros with an Aleph? Bereshis, Barash, I think Bereshis with an Aleph. I'm not sure what it means over here, why there's a hay over here. But Baros anymore, Meshivas, it was a creation of purity, wholesomeness that restores the soul, Mahzira. Yeshurun nidna, Mayrasha li avdo l'shamra. To Yeshurun nidna. Yeshurun means cloudy Yisrael. When Hashem created the world, his intent was to give the world to the Jewish people. The Jewish people are called Yeshurun. They're called the upright. It was given to them as an inheritance, La'avdo to La'avdo L'shamra. When Hashem put Adam Arishon, Gan Eden, Hashem's Adam Arishon, I'm putting you here, La'avdo U'L'shamra, to work on it and to guard it. When it comes to the Torah HaKadosh, it's the same thing. The purpose of here of the Torah is L'avda, to toil in the Torah, L'shamra, to guard the Torah. Milu Modeha, Go'ine Yaakov, those who study it, who learn it, are the giants of Yaakov. L'pascha U'L'sagra, they open it and they close it. The great ones of the Jewish people are the ones who open the Torah and they close the Torah. Kalil Hoid Nasi, Nasi Marbi HaMisra, the perfection of splendor. Nasi Marbe HaMisra, a prince that is an abundance of peace. It says this expression concerning over here the Melech HaMashiach. So I think over here what it means over here is, we have to take a step back, we have to try to figure this out together. We're asking permission. From whom are we? We're calling up now the person to be Messiah in the Torah. Who are we calling out? Before we call the person to assign the Torah, we first want to ask permission. From whom are we asking permission? The first thing we ask permission is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, from Hashem. And then we ask permission from the Torah itself. Now it seems we're changing gears, and we're asking permission from the Talmidei Chachamim, the Milu Modeha, those who study it, the Goyne Yaakov, the Paschal, the Saga. We're asking permission from them. Now it seems we're coming to ask permission from the Melech HaMashiach, the Klil Hoid Nasi, Marbe HaMisra. We're asking permission. The word Merishus goes back on these words as well. The Melech HaMashiach, he is the Klil. He is the perfection of splendor. Who is the perfection of splendor? The Nasi. The Nasi means the Melech. Which Melech? The Melech upon which it is said the word Marbe HaMisra U'L'Shalom Ein Ketz. The Melech HaMashiach. Yoishrei al-Midin, those now asking permission from other people who sit al midin, on in judgment, the Sanhedrin, mishivei milchama shara, that bring back war to the gate. In other words, they are victorious in war. They are victorious in the war of the milchamta shel Torah. We're also asking permission from the Rashi Yeshivas. The Rashi Yeshivas, Rashi Goyla, who are the heads of the exile, Fizura, the Jewish people who are scattered throughout the world. Now, Umei Rishus. Now, again, here, he, for whatever reason, we're adding in the Rishus, the word Rishus, and even though it's as if we said the Rishus multiple times, but now, in order to make the speed flow well, we add the word Rishus. Chavuras Tzedek Eda Hameushara. The group of righteous people that are happy. Okay, we're asking permission from Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael is called a group of people who are righteous, a righteous assembly that are happy. Zikeinim unodim, the elders, the young people, the whole shuru v'shuru in every row. The Sanhedrin has how many rows? Seven rows? I don't even remember how many rows there are. There are many rows in the Sanhedrin as they sit. Kivutzim po hayom, all of those that are gathered today, l'simchas Torah. V'ne'etzadim l'sayim, to conclude l'hachel, to begin begil, with joy over myra, joy and fear. So yeah, when we have the Torah, we rejoice in the state of fear. V'gilu b'ra'ada. Oysa mechabevim kiyom nisinasa b'hadara. Those who love the Torah like they was given. Every single day to them is kiyilu, the Torah was given today. Mesalsalim bo kachadosha v'lecha yishana sha'ovra. They play with the Torah as if it's a brand new toy, not like an old toy, which is old news. Tzmeim, they are thirsty, lamoitz, to suck, ulis anag, to take delight, mizivi kodah, from its beautiful shine, misamachas, leiv, ve'etzen, misira, to give joy to the heart, and ve'etzev, misira, what does that mean? Ve'etzev, I don't know what that word means, misamachas, leiv, it gives joy to the heart. The etzev misira. I do not know what those two words mean. Tanchumeha yesha'ashu nafsham bo lehispara. Okay, now this means that they find comfort. Their souls find comfort in its glory. Something like that. The hoigim, they meditate. B'mikra, in Chumash, v'Haggadah, words of Haggadah, homiletics, b'Mishnah u'Gemara. Ratzin, they run, u'mevi'im tapam l'beis ho'asira, they bring their children to the home ho'asira. What does the word ho'asira mean? I don't know. It means the Beis Medrash. The Beis Medrash, it seems. And I do not know why the word ho'asira means the Beis Medrash. We have to see. V'oisim gam ma'asim b'ba'as hara, and they perform the mitzvahs with diligence. L'chein, therefore, gadol sechara me'es ha'gvur, they'll be rewarded. Al roisham simcha selam kashura, upon their head, the joy of the world will be tied. To evim, they yearn, lirois, to see the binyan beis ha'bechira, the rebuilding of the beis ha'migdash, period. Uvechein, niskamti daskulom levara, every single one here has come together with clarity. Okay, they are chosen. Bochor harimoisim yom toichachavura. They have chosen a chosen one. I have lifted up from this group. Mitzasiv, I have found in him a leiv mavoid lahaspira, a discerning heart. A person who runs after righteousness and kindness, his neshama, his heart, and his spirit has been awakened. We're reading over here, the Rishus of Chosan Bereshus. Okay, I thought I was reading over the Rishus of the Chosan Torah. I am sorry. We are reading now the Rishus of the Chosan Bereshus. Okay, the Rishus that we read for the Chosan Bereshus is not the same as what we read for the Chosan HaTorah. We have Tom with the Chos and Tom. Actually, we have Tom, but I want to maybe review this a second time. But right now, we're reading over here the Rishus for the Chosim of Bereshus. Okay, so here we're going to read it again. I'm going to run through very quickly, and we'll read it again with a little more clarity. We've discovered a person who has a discerning heart, lehasbira. Okay, these are the play on the words. A person that lehasbira means to explain. As heart is discerning to understand what the Torah says. This individual that we have selected is tzedek, he is righteous, v'chesed roidef. He pursues kindness and righteousness, ba'orach yeshara, in a proper, upright way. Unisol libo v'nod v'ruchol yisora, his heart has been awakened, and his soul, his spirit has been awakened. T'chila v'rishon, to be the first one, heyois l'haschel atara. V'yator now, kum, stand up, amoid, l'his azra, for strength. Bo, come, v'hisyat seiv, stand, v'amoid limini, on my right side. So what does that mean? It means that the gabai is on the left side. The gabai is on the left. There's a very big debate. Where should the gabai in the shul stand? Should the gabai stand on the left side, or should the gabai stand on the right side? This rishus clearly indicates that the gabai should be standing on the left side. Because when the person is called for the aliyah, he will now come and stand on the right side of the gabai. The only way the person will be on the right side of the gabai is if the gabai is on the left. If you look at the bima, okay, so there, where is the gabai? The gabai is on the left side of the bima, so when the person comes up to the Torah, the person is now on the right side of the gabai. That's exactly what it says. Ukra, and read, Maaseh Bereishis, the first aliyah, Lechvoy Tzur Bara, the creator of creation, Al Zois Maskifin, we're going to bring together the Hashalah LeHashlama B'Sidira. We've just concluded the Zois Abracha, and now we're going to begin immediately, in one shot, Ad Shelo Yiragel Ba'amzu LeShakra, so that people do not become Shakronim. And that's a very interesting expression. L'shakra here means to separate. If you do not tie the end to the beginning immediately in one shot, that connotes an element of sheker. Yan, because na'aseisa rishon l'mitzvah gemura, because you have been selected to be the first one, ma'rav tuvcho ma'skur tuvcho yisera. Can you even imagine the abundance of reward? A good eye, a person who's very generous, is blessed with your nidava mila atzra. Your blessing will not be withheld. You'll be blessed by Hashem yadcha mila katzra. Your hand will not be shortened. Anyone that honors the Torah. Bitzfira, I'm not sure what that means, and which means continuously. Yegufay mechuba v'koyach, you will be honored with strength. Let me put up the next page. Okay, where is the next page? Give me just one moment to find the next page. You will be honored. Let's see, here is the next page. It should be over here. Here it is. Just give me a moment, it's almost finished. And then I'm going to read it very quickly again, so I'm not boring you. Wait a second here. There it is. Okay, here it is. Okay, here it is. Let his ashra, maher quickly. Amoid. So and so. Chasan bereishis bara. May reshus hakol hakodesh hazeh. Again, we repeat from the permission of this holy assembly. Lebarach eskel avanayra. Amen. Yanu acharecha. They will answer. Amen. Hakol maher. Everyone will answer very quickly. Okay, so let's go and read this again. Okay, let's just try to recap what we learned over here. An incredible nusach. And this is the nusach over here this is the text that the gabbai reads as he calls up the person who has been selected to read the first Aliyah of Chumash Bereishis on Simchas Torah. And in essence, what we're doing over here is definitely, we've read through very quickly, there are different parts. The first part is we ask permission. From whom do we ask permission? We ask permission from many entities. Number one, we ask permission from Hashem. We ask permission from the Torah. We ask permission from the Melech HaMashiach. We ask permission from the Tzibur, from the Sanhedrin, from the Zakenim, from the assembly. Okay, there are many different people from whom we are asking permission. We now want to give honor to a single person. And before we give honor to a single person, we want to first ask permission from all of these different groups of people. After these groups, then we go on to say how fortunate it is for this person to be selected to take on the role of beginning the Torah. And we call him up to come forward, and we wish to bless him. First, we discuss how fortunate it is, how great this person is, that he has been selected, and then we lavish upon him many blessings. And then we conclude with the stated, Amoid, 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 stand up, come forward, this person, you, who now has been honored to begin the Torah. So let's just read it now very quickly. Now that we've gone through it once very slowly, and we've got the basic gist, and we've got some of the basic ideas, let's try to read it again very quickly one more time to get more of an appreciation. Merishus, first we ask permission from Hashem. Hashem, how do we describe Hashem? Hashem is described as being Mereimam, or called Barachu Bashira, he is exalted above and beyond every blessing and song. Hashem is described as being Neural, called Tehil of Zimra, awesome upon every praise and song. These are all different expressions. Baracha, Shira, Tehil of Zimra. We describe Hashem as being the Chacham Levav, the wise, the wisest of all hearts, the Amitz Koyach Gvur, the most powerful. And Hashem is the Mashal Olam Adon Kol Tzitzir. He is the ruler. He is the master of a creation. Period. Okay, so we have first asked permission from Hashem. Now we ask permission from the Torah. And the way we describe the Torah is with this very beautiful expression. First we call Kavuchos Kavud Vasmel Pnima Atzura. The Torah is like a woman. The Torah is like a dignified woman who is Tsonua. She is modest. She does not come and show off, go out into the public. Everyone should stare at her beauty. The beauty of the woman is that she is a tsunua. With the permission of the kavuda basmelech, the woman, the basmelech, who is kavuda, who is dignified. How is she dignified? The method of her dignity is to be penima atsura, to be hidden away. Okay, it doesn't mean though she's locked up. Chas of shalom. Everyone understands what this means. Everyone understands. Everyone over here is a sophisticated person. Understands the sophistication of what it means. We call kavuda basmelech penima. Next. No, we continue. Now we continue. We continue to describe the Torah in endearing terms. The Torah is called Reishis Kidyonai Alpai Matsura. The Torah is Hashem's first acquisition. It's been put away for 2,000 years. It is Bora Temima Meshivas Nefesh Machzira. When a person is sad, he's depressed, if he learns a Daf Gemara, it cheers him up. Somehow, the study of Torah, It can very therapeutic. It can help a person keep his eye on the ball, keep him focused and steady in life. And it is a person is bara means clear. So it does not mean that. I mean, before I know what this meant, bara with an aleph means to create. When it's with a hey, it means it's clear. It's clear and pure. It restores a person's neshama. The Torah was given to Klal Yisrael, Yeshurun, to the Jewish people, called Yeshurun Nidna, Mayrasha, La'avdo, L'shama, to work on the Torah, to guard the Torah. Milumadeha, those who study the Torah, are Ga'oine Yaakov, are the giants of Yaakov, L'fasko, L'sagra. They open up the Torah, they study the Torah, they conclude the Torah. Kalil Hod Nasi Marbe HaMisra. And now, it would appear that it's like we're asking Rishus, and we're asking permission from a new category. From the Melech HaMashiach, the Kalil Hoy, the splendor, the perfection of splendor, who are we referring to? The Melech HaMashiach, who is the Nasi. He's a Marve HaMishra. He has the quality of bringing to the world peace. Yoishvei, period. Next category. the Sanhedrin, who are Yoishvei al Midin, who sit in judgment. Mishivei Milchama Sha'ara. This is a very popular expression in Chazal. They bring back war to the gate. They are able to solve problems. And by solving the problems, there is no need for war. Talmidei Chachamim marbim shalom ba'olam. Talmidei Chachamim have the ability to increase peace in this world. When you increase peace in this world, the warriors, those who are fighting battles, they come back home. They don't need to go fight. Who else do we ask permission from? The Rosh Yeshivas, Rosh Goylo Kuzura, the heads of the exile that have been scattered, Omer Yeshus Chavura Sedek Eder HaMe'ushada. We ask permission from the Klal Yisrael. Okay, the assembly of righteous people, which are happy people. That's a very important point. The Jewish people are called happy. We ask permission from the Zakein Munodim Chol Shurim Shur, from the Zakein Munodim Darim, the older Talmidei Chachamim, the younger that sit in the rows of the Sanhedrin. We ask permission from the Kavutzim Poi Hayom, the Simchas HaTorah. We ask permission from the people that have come together today on this day to rejoice in the Torah. V'Neet Sadim, who have withheld themselves. L'Sayim, to conclude the Torah, U'Lachal, to begin the Gil of Amor with fear, with joy and fear. It's a combination, a very unique combination of the Gilu bin Adah. Oysa v'chavim k'yom nesinasa b'hadara. This group of people, they love the Torah. They love, like the every single day, k'yom nesinasa b'hadara, as if it was given this day. They play with her as if it's brand new, not like it's old. They're thirsty. They thirsty to suck and to take delight in its splendor. For the joy of the heart, and the etzev, it rejoices the heart. The etzev mesira, I think it means etzev means sadness, and here it means misamachas leiv. It gives joy to the heart, and it gives joy to those who are sad. It takes away sadness, and tanchumecha yisha'ashu nafsham bo lisbara, and it provides comfort. The Torah does a lot of things. If you notice in this period, the Torah here is describing a lot of things. It gives comfort, it gives joy, it takes away sadness, it gives delight. It has all of these qualities. It's a lot better than all these medicines that they have out there today. Okay, the Hoygim, the Talmidei Chacham, the Hoygim, they meditate in the Mikra, the Haggadah, the Mishnah, the Gemara, four things. They meditate in the Chumash, in the words of Haggadah, in the words of the Mishnah, which is the Gemara, Ratzim, the Mavim, Tabmul, Beis HaSira. I don't know what this word means. Interesting word. The people, they go and they bring their children to the Beis HaSira. The Beis HaSira. That's a good name for a yeshiva, no? Isn't that a good name for a yeshiva? The Beis HaSira. I know something, a new yeshiva. I'm going to tell him, Shemei, call the yeshiva, not going to listen to me, not in a million years. Call the Beis HaSira. The Oisim, Gamasim, Vasara, and they do Maisim, Vasara, of diligence. L'chein, therefore, Gadol, Sechadu, V'yesal, Gagura, therefore, these people, their reward is going to be very great. Al-Rishim, Simchasim, Lepkudu, Kushura, upon their head is going to be turned the joy of the world. To aim, they are yearning to see the bin based on the chimer v'chin miskamti das kulu l'var. It's clear as day. Bochar harimosi miyam techachavur. This is a very beautiful expression. It's a very beautiful expression. I love this expression. It's very good for a dinner journal. Bochar, a chosen person, I've lifted up from the people mitechachavur. Mitzasev leiv nochem lahasvira. I found that his heart is discerning. Lahaspirat stelek v'chesed loydef barach yishara. With chesed, with tzedek and kindness, to pursue the way, the upright way. Unesol libo, his heart has been lifted up. V'nad v'ruchel his oira. Techilo v'rishoin hayayis lahaschel ha'tayra. He has been selected to be the very first person to begin the Torah. V'yatukum amoyel his azra boi v'syatzen amoyel v'alumini. Master relations to Chol Tzuri Boro. Alzois mischavim. We're going to bring together the end, the beginning to the end. Ashley Ragabam Bzul Lashakra. Very interesting. If you stop the cycle, that's called sheker. It's a whole new translation of the word sheker. Over here he's saying that sheker means when you stop the momentum. If you have momentum and you stop it in the middle, this is called sheker. At shelo yiragel, before it becomes common, Ba'amzul shakra. You have to stop. Stop. Ya nase smishul misul gemurim marutucha maskutcha yisera toiv ayin tovarich midbinid voska la'atsha. You will be blessed. Mibirchas bar echa tovarich yotcha b'lekatsha. Ba'avushkol mechavim tovarim b'tzviru yeguvim mechum b'koyach. He will be blessed. L'sasha maher away aloid chasan b'reish zvada merushus kahal hakadosh hazeh l'varichas shem agul v'anayra amein yanu achanecha kol neher. That's pretty straightforward. Okay, Rabbi Sai, I hope you got something out of this. I certainly did. Thank you for coming and listening. I wish you all a wonderful Yom Tov. Oh, Mr. Rapport, I didn't see you here, Mr. Rapport. Shalom Aleichem.
My name is Shalom. I was away for Yom Tov.
Okay, very nice.
I got back late. So, have a good Yom Tov, Rabbi.
Good Yom Tov. All the best to everyone here. Mr. Ms. Glatter, have a wonderful Yom Tov. Be well, good night. You too. Enjoy the Yom Tov. Enjoy.
Thank you. Thanks for the share. Good night.
Good night. Good night. Be well. Ezra, you there? All right. Good night, everyone. Good night.
Yeah, I believe I'm here.